All right, we are up and recording. If you will, please state your full name and title for the record.
I'm Alan Dreeves. I'm the Environmental Public Health Specialist for both the Ray County Health Department and the Carroll County Health Department.
Well, Alan, I understand that we're coming up on Septic Smart Week. Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's begin by talking about the system itself. How important are those inspections, and how often should they be done? Things of that nature, please.
Well, the inspection process is basically a suggestion. The intent is to really get the homeowner to realize they have a septic system. It has components that will need some maintenance from time to time. And if you start to have problems, there's a few things they can do to probably head off bigger problems down the road.
What would be your recommendation as far as how often those systems should be inspected?
Well, I'd certainly look at them two or three times a year. The septic tank is probably where the primary treatment takes place. And we offer the broad advice that the septic tank should be pumped of its solids every 3 to 5 years, or it could be more often if somebody's have some unusual usage patterns.
And I understand there are some things within the home itself that we can do to maybe prevent those problems. Talk to us a little bit about that, if you will.
Well, the septic system components are generally a septic tank and possibly laterals or maybe a lagoon. So the things that with a system that has a septic tank and laterals, the things that we pay attention to and advise are to consider conserving water. The less water we put through a septic system, the better, the less water it has to treat. And the other thing to keep in mind is that pharmaceuticals, the things that you would flush down your toilet should only be human waste and toilet paper. Anything else probably shouldn't be flushed down the stool. Pharmaceuticals and personal care products, even in very small quantities, can do detrimental damage to the soil.
And Alan, let's talk about the kitchen. And I know I throw all kinds of things down my drain that I probably shouldn't. So talk to us a little bit about what some of the guidelines are there.
Well, if you have a garbage disposal, those are very convenient. But anything that can go down the garbage disposal, like food waste, fats, grease, oils, coffee grounds, those things are put more stress on your bacteria and your septic system. So if you can keep those things out of the septic system, that's good. You consider composting or some other disposal.
We've talked about all the ways to potentially prevent problems. Let's talk about some of the problems that people can experience and some of the dangers that can come with those problems.
Well, the pathogens in septic waste are very potent. The soil has a great ability to, the microorganisms in the soil have a great ability to kill those pathogens if we give it the chance. The soil, if it has proper aeration and structure, those microorganisms can thrive and flourish and do their job.
Very good. Well, Alan, if I have listeners that still have questions or are looking for more information, what's the best recommendation you have for them?
Well, there's a great resource that's fairly new. It's on the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services website. The web address is fairly long and lengthy. But if somebody's interested in that, they can do a search and go to that home page, and at the bottom they can click on useful links, topics A to Z, and under O for on-site septic systems, they can click on that, and on that page they'll have a link to that resource that's really, really, really good.
Very good. I'll place a link on our website to that page as well.